The question I ask, the one that rises like a tide in me, is this. Why is the female body made to bear so much pain? My story is woven through thousands of years of tradition, each thread pulled tight by culture, belief, and unquestioned obedience. I was born into three inherited burdens. What was done to my body when I was a child? What happened to me each month as a girl, and the dangerous miracle of childbirth as a woman. These customs are handed down to us by the very women who love us, our mothers, grandmothers, aunts, passed on with the same certainty as the sun rising and setting each day, accompanied by the same refrain. This is how it is. This is how it has always been. Oh. My mother did not weep, so who was I to cry? My mother did not question, so I learned not to pry. Pain became a lineage, a silence, a duty, a closed space. We were told these practices would make us pure, worthy, desirable, safe, that they protected us, elevated us, disciplined us. That suffering was a necessary offering for womanhood. We lived in quiet obedience, taught to believe that our bodies must be cut, wrapped, cured with thorns and herbs, and reshaped by acceptable. Our mothers and grandmothers carried this legacy because it was an inherited burden, sin. Tradition moves swiftly like a river that does not ask permission to carve the land it crosses. It tells us who to be and how to endure. And when we ask why, it answers only because it has always been. I grew up not knowing the power of beauty of my own body, only the ache left behind. Only the responsibility to accept a fate chosen long before I was even born. And yet, beneath that acceptance lived a quiet astonishment that women who give life must risk death to do so. Some die in childbirth, and some lose their futures to infection and injury. And the worst thing, some lose their children in childbirth, the ultimate sacrifice. When I gathered the courage to ask my father why, he said, "It is a woman's world. I have nothing to do with that." The circle tightened. The silence grew. But our bodies are natural. Unaltered bodies are not the problem. They are varied, extraordinary, expressive. No two are the same. They move with the rhythms of the moon. They tell stories in blood. They are complex and messy in their beauty and in their healing. For generations, though, tradition has tried to shape them into something small, sealed, controlled. Something defined by fear, pride, and expectation rather than by life. And the more we are pressed into these shapes, the more pain becomes our shadow companion. Pain in intimacy, pain in childbirth, pain in the simple act of living, pain that becomes so familiar we forget to name it. And still, we hear the echo of the refrain, "It has always been this way, oh." But it does not have to be. We are not sheep led blindly to the knife of custom. We are not vessels to be shaped by the will of others. A woman should have the right, the simple human right, to decide what happens to her own body. To choose tradition or to refuse it. To step into her own story without fear. It is time to decide who we are.